Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verses 24 to 29, and we're going to continue on in our study. If you know, we're going through 1 John, trying to understand what John, the last apostle, in one of his last letters that he's writing, he's trying to tell us how to walk in the light because we live in a world of darkness. And darkness, he's referring to, is the world system which is dominated by Satan. It's anti-God. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about a spiritual darkness. And how do we walk in the light as we live in this world of darkness around us that is oppressing us and oppressing our relationship with the Lord? And so he's been kind of going through various things through these chapters. You remember just here recently he was looking at don't get attached to this world. And that's our problem, isn't it? We get really attached to here, but this world is temporary. And then last week we looked at the whole issue of like don't be looking to, quote, heroes, so-called false heroes, false messiahs. That's what Antichrist is. We know there's one Antichrist, but John says there are already yet now many Antichrists, many false messiahs who will promise you things. Don't look to them, and then also be aware of false brothers, false sisters who claim to be Christian, but they're not. They were of us, but not of us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. They just claim a spiritual heritage, and they will lead you astray. And he tells us how to test for that. And I noticed that the pattern with John is whenever he presents something negative, he follows it up with something positive. And that's what he's going to do today. As we look at verses 24 through 29, he's going to encourage us again. And what he's going to encourage us with is the realization that when he's talking about don't get attached to this world, be careful of these false messiahs, these false hero leaders that show up, when he talks about the reality of false brothers who will lead us astray, he's saying to you and I, look, you need to realize you're different. You're different. Do you realize that? Now, we don't like that. We don't like that. Nobody wants to be seen as being different. Well, the fact is if you know Jesus, you are different. Because the world is only divided into two groups of people. Those who know Christ, who are believers, who have eternal life, and those who don't. That's really it. It's not based on ethnicity. It's not based on social economic status. No, it's either you know Jesus or you don't know Jesus. And when you know Jesus, you're going to be different than the world because the world is in darkness and it's following the darkness, right? So you're different. So he wants to encourage you with that reality. And so he's going to do that today in these verses. So I want you to look with me. Look what he writes in verse 24 through the end of the chapter. Here's what he says. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, you may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, You may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about you and I being different. We're going to do it three ways. We're going to talk about the reality that we need to remember. We're going to see that in the first two verses there, verse 24 and 25. Then we're going to talk about the anointing. Now, does everybody understand what the anointing is? You were anointed with who when you became a believer? The Holy Spirit, right? So we're going to talk about the anointing. That's in verse 26 and 27. Now you say, George, why do we got to talk about that? Because you need to remember some things. Then what we're going to look at is the reality that you are to abide in him. Now, did you notice that in this passage he kept using that word abide, abide, abide in the truth, abide in him? What in the world is he talking about abide? We don't use that language in our modern English today. Now, abide means remain. Abide means rest in. Abide points to relationship. So we're talking about you and I having a relationship with who, folks? The God of the universe. That is why you're different. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why you're different. So let's look at this together. First thing I want you to notice, when we talk about the issue of you being different, we got to remember some things. So look with me again, verse 24 and 25. Here's what he says. Let what you heard from the beginning abide or remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. All right, so here's what I want you to see. Two things. First of all, let the message of the gospel continue to impact you. Let the message of the gospel continue to impact you. That's the thing that you heard from the beginning. What's the gospel? Jesus Christ. Death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, his life, the promise of who he is and what he's going to be doing, that impacted you. Folks, it's not that you prayed some prayer. It's not that you got baptized. It's that you realized who Jesus was and you committed your life to follow him. And that is the message. And if that message is there, let it continue to impact you. And here's what I find. I find this to be so true with so many Christians that the reality is I'm a saved, I know I'm forgiven, and it doesn't go anywhere from there. The fact is, that message, the reality of Jesus loving you, accepting you, needs to impact you, what? Every day. So think about it. Okay, so why are you special to God? Let me ask you that question. Don't answer it out loud. Why are you special to God? Is it because of you? Is it? I hope you're saying to yourself, no. Because when you ask that question, what should come to your mind is, no, because you immediately remember what? You're a sinner. You do wrong things. You have wrong attitudes. You treat people wrongly. There's nothing you can do to gain his acceptance of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the gospel. The gospel is Jesus died for you. Not that you acquired salvation on your own. You had faith in what he did for you. He went to the cross to die for you so that you would be accepted with God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you realize that and you understand that day and day, you don't think you're special.